Hello everyone. I was pondering on the name Yom Kippur and realizing that I really didn't understand what it meant. Kippur is often translated as atonement, but that doesn't help me much either. And I was reading the other day in the commentary on the Zohar written by the Bala Sulam, Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag, about the children of Israel at the time of the first temple. And they would offer up sacrifices, lechaper, to atone for their nefesh, their soul, lechaper nafshotam. Well, there it was again. And I began to think, well, what does that mean? And as I looked at these words in the Perusha Sulam and the Zohar, I began to understand a little bit what this kapara, or what this atonement, is about. The words in the Perusha Sulam actually read like this. In the former days, when the river, that means the goodness, was flowing with its waters from above to below, then Israel was in the state of perfection because they were offering sacrifices to atone for their nefesh, lechaper al nafshotam. And those are exactly the words of the Perusha Sulam. Now, to understand what the children of Israel were actually doing, we have to know a little bit about the different parts of ourselves. Starting from the outside in, we've got a physical body, you know, skin, bone, flesh, and all that. And then we have an aspect which is called the nefesh behemit, the animal soul. And that animates the body. It gives it its life force. We don't have to tell the heart to go tick-tock, tick-tock. It does it automatically. And the nefesh behemit gives it its life force, and it also gives it its basic desires. Its desires for food, for health, for power, for security, for comfort, for reproduction, and so forth. All the basic desires that we share in common with the animals. And then the next part of ourselves is the holy soul, which resides within ourselves, within that nefesh behemit. We all have this soul, which starts off in everybody as a point source. Then as we work on identifying with the desires of our holy soul, it starts to develop. It starts to develop in different extents in different people because it develops to the extent that we put effort into it. So the question I really wanted to ask myself was, which is the real me? I've got all these different bits. I've got the body, I've got the animal soul, and I've got the point source in my heart. Which bit is me? If we go back to that piece of Zohar, we can see that there is a clue there. When Israel was in a state of perfection, they would offer up sacrifices to atone for their nefesh. Now, the part they were atoning for is their animal soul. We need to ask, why did they need to atone for it? To atone for something, lechaper, is like rescuing. It's like paying a ransom. The word lechaper is the same word as kofer, a ransom. Now, the reason we need to atone for it is because we get muddled up. It's a case of mistaken identity. I think that's the real me. I get all confused. I'm pretty sure my body isn't the real me because it changes, and I can see that it changes. After all, I started off as a baby and I certainly don't look like one now, and I get thinner or fatter. Most of us are pretty clear that we're not the body. What we're not clear about is whether we're not the animal soul either. Because the animal soul contains all those desires. It contains the personality and the ego. Everybody gets confused on this one. You can't live in the world and not get confused. In fact, it's a real case of mistaken identity. We think it really is us. And that's why it's the cause of sin. Because what is a sin? It's when we mistake what we really want. We go after what the animal soul is telling us. So how would the children of Israel in the time of the temple atone for it? Well, they would take an animal. Now, an animal sacrifice is not by chance an animal. It was an animal which represented that aspect of the animal soul, and they would bring it to the temple and they would put their hands on it and they would actually confess the sin on the animal before they offered it up as a sacrifice. And that was called the Vidoi, the confession. Now, if we begin to look, I hope you can see that these elements exist in Yom Kippur. Everybody has to keep Yom Kippur. It doesn't say in the Bible you only have to keep Yom Kippur if you sinned. Yom Kippur is for everybody. It says in the Bible, on the 10th day of Tishri, you shall afflict your souls. And the word used is nefesh. And the soul we afflict is the animal soul. We don't eat or drink or have any other bodily comforts. It's as if we're paying a ransom. We all mistook who we were. During the year, we identified ourselves with the animal soul. It's a bit inevitable. We all do it. And on Yom Kippur, everybody, from the high priest downwards, gives this ransom. We redeem our identity. We are not the animal soul. We are actually the essence of God who resides within us, in that source within the heart. We're bringing that back into the light again. That's what we're redeeming. That's what we're paying the ransom for. And the same elements that were done in the temple, we do now in a different form. We say vidoi, we make confessions, and we pray, which is in the stead of the sacrifices in the temple. When we've done that, and we've come to tshuva, we've come back to our source, we've raised up the Shekhinah again, which is what tshuva is really about. It's not really repentance, it's tshuv hey, bringing back the God, bringing back the hey. So tshuva is about re-identifying with our holy soul. And the more we identify with our holy soul, the more it will begin to grow. Our work on Yom Kippur enables us to clean off the confusion of the previous year and start the new year afresh, identifying with our real selves and allowing our holy soul to develop and grow through all the holy stages of soul, which are nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechidah. May all of us be blessed with the ketiva v'chatima tovah.